Welcome to a learntolearn.org podcast. We are here to support your learning, taking off the limits that we have accrued to our learning and adding in those ingredients that we've learned from world-class learners that have made them the best so that we can each update our own programming and become the best learners that we can be. We're really glad that you're here to share some time with us. We hope that this brings you exactly what you need today to better engage in your life and your learning. Today we're doing the last of our series on developing tenacity. From what we're hearing, these have been very helpful to people, and we really appreciate you sticking with it and applying these principles and developing these attributes. As we've said so many times, we believe that developing tenacity will be incredibly useful to you. As we say every podcast, because it's so worth repeating, is the most successful people that we know have all been some of the most tenacious people we know, and that the success is a direct result of that tenacity. No matter what skills and abilities and qualities we have, unless they're developed, they don't mean much. And all of us have so many hidden qualities that we don't even know about until we sort of apply ourselves consistently over time. And particularly when we face challenges, those qualities, those attributes get brought out. So it's the tenacity that is that secret ingredient that lights us up. So in today's podcast, we want to look at courage. Courage is really important in this because without courage, we end up not facing the challenges. So the courage becomes an essential component of developing tenacity. There are many ways to develop and enhance courage beyond just stepping out of our comfort zone or taking calculated risks. Courage is really a quality that can be cultivated and strengthened over time through a variety of practices and a variety of attitudes and mindsets. Some of those strategies are as follows. Let's go through these together. We want to build self-confidence. Now, this is a big area, and we've done whole podcasts on this, but we want to do a mini piece on this today. Confidence and courage, obviously, are closely linked. Engage in activities that build your skills and self-esteem, and your confidence is going to increase. Success in smaller challenges can build confidence that you need to overcome bigger challenges. But we want to go more deeply into this business of self-confidence. What we find in the work that we've done with people over decades is that very closely tied to self-confidence is our sense of presence. Do we feel really small in ourselves, or do we feel big in ourselves, expanded and larger than the problems that we're trying to solve, bigger than those things that we're working to develop in ourselves? So we mean this pretty literally. Often when we ask people about this, they can pretty quickly say, well, in this circumstance, I feel pretty small. In this one, I feel pretty big. But they don't notice that they have choice about that. What if we're facing a challenge? Let's say there's a subject that's, you know, difficult for us. So often when we think about that, we think about that subject as though in our mind's eye that it's big. It appears as though it's bigger than us oftentimes, or it's above us. And we've done a number of studies that show exactly this. We talked in an early podcast about performance anxiety and some of the studies that we have participated in and been around. And the most common thing with performance anxiety is people imagine themselves small and the audience as being really big. And if they deliberately shift that in their mind, and we go through in detail how to do that there, they end up being so much more confident. The stage fright disappears, the performance anxiety is over, and they're free to engage and perform in the way that they want. Well, that is also true in so many other areas. If we have, you know, some assignment at work that we're unsure of, a lot of times we'll see that assignment as looming above us and, you know, we're somehow diminished. Or we imagine that our coworkers or our fellow students are going to look down on us if we don't do well. And if we change that in our mind's eye, just deliberately change it. And again, there are really specific methodologies that can be useful for that in that very early podcast. But often, if we just deliberately change that and make sure that it stays changed, our sense of confidence goes up as we have that sense of getting bigger and the challenge or whatever it is we're facing is smaller. So that's a really useful tip in this. At the same time, we want to practice being vulnerable and open about what our fears are, what our uncertainties are. That in itself is an act of courage. A lot of times we think, well, if I tell anybody what my fears are, that somehow that makes me smaller. Actually, in many ways, it makes us bigger. You know, it's the people that insist on being small that want to hide their fears and want to hide their uncertainties. And as they get bigger, it's like, oh yeah, I got that fear. So what? Oh, I have that weakness. I have that failing. So what? It's a small thing. I'm so much more than that. So it helps in understanding and accepting our present limitations and overcoming them to be vulnerable about them. As we've said again and again and again, develop a network, develop support. Even if you're shy, even if you're afraid, reach out to somebody. You know, be careful in who you pick, be wise in who you pick and how you go about it, of course. Set yourself up for success in that. A strong support network gives us the encouragement that we need to act courageously, to stick to things, to be accountable for what we have set out as goals. Of course, we want to educate ourselves around fear, and that's what we're trying to do right here. You know, educate ourselves about the risks and realities of what you're facing. And understand the facts around that. Because so often we have irrational fears. We go, oh my God, if poorly, you know, the world's going to end. And then we look at the facts and go, yeah, no. You know, maybe I'll get a B rather than an A. You know, maybe I'll have to redo it, but the world is not going to end. And, you know, very few people are going to change their opinion about us because of one place where we didn't come through in the very best of ways. So if we educate ourselves, if we think about, if we're rational about what the outcomes will be, that can be really helpful. As we've said before, we want to set incremental challenges. So if we gradually expose ourselves to what we want to get better at, we do it step by step by step in a controlled and manageable way, that helps us to develop that sense of courage and to see the potential to arrive at our goals. We've talked often about mindfulness, stress reduction techniques. You can look those up here. They're very helpful. And that eliminates a lot of the things that tend to undermine our courage. Now, this next one, really important. Reflect on your past successes. You know, if we look back, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have any successes. And sometimes we'll ask people, well, do you know how to walk? Do you know how to talk? Do you know how to dress yourself? Do you know how to feed yourself? And for most of us, we're going to go, yeah, I know how to do those. Well, those were successes. And people are like, well, yeah, but those are so small. Well, those are the ones we build on. And there are lots and lots of others. We're just trying to use the simplest, most obvious ones. If we look back and we really give ourselves credit for what got us this far, what we have done, that we can build on. As we've said so many times, we want to visualize the positive outcomes. instead of focusing on what goes wrong or what could go wrong, we want to look past those things. Something may go wrong. No big deal. We want to look towards the ultimate outcome, because if we are tenacious, if we really stick to it, we will get there. With that kind of vision and the determination that brings, we'll get to that. So we look to that ultimate outcome and we already step in it. And that, by stepping in it, by already experiencing it, we begin to get a taste of who we can be. And that builds our sense of self and that builds our courage. We also want to learn about, read about, and watch movies about, or whatever it takes, courageous people, people that have demonstrated the very quality that we're wanting to. And by that, we get to see what that looks like and how it plays out. And those people can become role models for us. If they've demonstrated courage, most likely they had to overcome things, and we can see about that and see then the possibility in ourselves. Seeing real life examples shows us that it can be done. We find this just exceptionally helpful. We want to accept and manage our fears. A lot of times people feel like, well, I shouldn't have any hesitation. I shouldn't have any fear. Well, you'll be the first. That is unrealistic. All of us have those. And if we can accept those, it's just a natural part of life. And it doesn't tell us anything about ourselves other than our system is using that to sort of gear up. When we have fear, it triggers our body to produce adrenaline and other hormones and neurochemicals that prepare us for overcoming whatever it is that we have uncertainty about. So if we accept it and use it that way, it's a really useful, helpful thing in developing courage. We also want to practice decision making. By practicing making decisions big and small, and then standing by them, carrying through with them, that builds a confidence in ourself. We've heard it said that the best way to develop confidence, which leads to courage, is to keep our word, to do what we say we're going to do. In small things and big things. And it really is true and it really works. And the last thing we want to mention today is physical fitness. You know, being physically fit, being healthy, you know, exercising, eating well, sleeping well, really gives us the foundation to pursue the outcomes we want, so that the tenacity that we're developing has the vehicle to operate through, so that we can have the successes that we want in our learning and in our life.
Thank you for listening. Our purpose is supporting your capacity to learn and to attain all that you can imagine. We hope you use the perspectives and exercises that we have shared. Feel free to send us questions, ideas, experiences that might benefit our listeners via learntolearn.org, learn-to-learn.org. Finally, please help others by sharing our link with your friends, family, and other loved ones, since how you learn is how you live.